Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. First published in 1963, this transformative book has reached millions of readers worldwide, enlightening them on how to tap into their subconscious minds to foster true happiness, improve health, and achieve personal success. Dr. Murphy, whose extensive study of Eastern religions and the I Ching informed his unique insights, illustrates his points with inspiring true stories and practical techniques. This book is a treasure trove for those struggling with health issues, unfulfilled in their careers, or seeking to overcome deep-seated fears and obsessions. Whether you're aiming to enhance your love life, boost your career, or transform your overall well-being, Dr. Murphy's book offers timeless wisdom that continues to resonate with readers in search of personal growth and self-improvement. Join us as we explore the enduring strategies that promise to positively influence your life's trajectory. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Unlock your master key to success. Introduction. Unveil the hidden depths of your mind. Imagine gazing at an iceberg in the frigid waters of the Arctic. The portion above the water is small, visible, and easily understandable, much like our conscious mind. But beneath the surface lies a massive, mysterious world. This is your subconscious. It's vast, powerful, and underutilized. But how can you access and harness this tremendous resource? This summary explores a seminal work from the early 60s that teaches you just that. You will learn how to engage your subconscious to resolve various challenges and enhance your overall well-being, leaving you not only smarter, but also more content. You will uncover insights on how a physician dramatically lowered death rates using subconscious strategies. Discover the importance of visualizing your house sale to make it happen. And understand why turning affection towards a disliked boss can fundamentally alter your professional environment. Part 1. Leverage the power of suggestion to transform your subconscious. Remember learning to ride a bike? At first, it may have felt tricky, requiring your utmost concentration and deliberate effort from your conscious mind. Yet, with enough repetition, your subconscious took over, making that complex coordination of balancing and pedaling feel almost effortless. This transition from conscious effort to subconscious ease exemplifies the incredible potential of your mind's deeper realms. Harnessing this power begins with the introduction of positive thoughts and affirmations into your subconscious through repetitive influence. Consider the intriguing case of Enrico Caruso, the renowned Italian opera singer of the late 1800s. Despite his towering presence on stages across Europe and America, Caruso was plagued by paralyzing stage fright. Sweaty palms and throat spasms were routine before his performances, due to a barrage of negative thoughts and catastrophic imaginations. Caruso's breakthrough came when he adopted a simple yet profound mental exercise. He would reassure his small me, his anxious, conscious self, to step aside and allow the big me, his powerful subconscious, to take over. By steadfastly practicing this mental shift, he reprogrammed his subconscious to sideline his fears, thus undeniably enhancing his vocal performance. This principle of the subconscious being highly amenable to suggestion is a powerful tool. In various psychological experiments, experienced hypnotists have successfully suggested imaginative scenarios to subjects under hypnosis, such as convincing them that they are cats, which the subjects played out with striking conviction. Their subconscious minds accepted the ideas as facts, demonstrating just how receptive and responsive the subconscious can be to directed thoughts. A historic example of using this power clinically comes from Dr. James S. Dale, a Scottish surgeon who, in the mid-1800s, dramatically reduced surgical mortality rates by employing hypnotic suggestion. Before the era of anesthesia, he performed numerous major surgeries, including amputations. By hypnotically convincing his patients that they would not experience infection, he achieved a remarkably low mortality rate of just 2 to 3%. His success underscores the significant impact of positive mental suggestion on physical health and recovery. These examples highlight a central truth. Our subconscious minds can be profoundly influenced by the thoughts and suggestions we intentionally cultivate. By embracing and directing this capability, we can significantly affect our behaviors, overcome obstacles, and enhance our overall well-being. Part 2. Unlock your aspirations through positive thought and vivid visualization. Imagine a time in the 18th century when priests would heal the afflicted simply through reassurance of divine intervention. Surprisingly, many recovered, not by divine action, but through the power of their own subconscious minds, asserting the profound impact of belief on physical well-being. This connection between belief and recovery underlines the vehicle of positive thinking, which can remarkably channel the subconscious to overcome illnesses. Take, for instance, the story of an author's relative afflicted with tuberculosis, whose condition was transformed by belief rather than medicine. His son, in a bid to instill hope, picked a random piece of wood, claiming it was a sacred cross blessed at a European healing shrine. He convinced his father that merely holding the cross had cured many. The desperate father clung to the object, prayed fervently, and astonishingly woke up the next day fully recuperated. The belief in the healing power of the cross, albeit a placebo, had effectively directed his subconscious mind to combat the illness. Likewise, harnessing visualization can actualize one's dreams beyond health concerns, even in the realm of personal aspirations like home sales. From the author's radio show, derived from his teachings at the Church of Divine Science, came the mental movie method, a technique where envisioning desired outcomes leads to their manifestation. He advised listeners to vividly picture every detail of selling their homes, from setting the right price to the moment of handing over the keys to the new owners, all while in a state of relaxation verging on sleep. This mental practice embeds the aspiration deeply into the subconscious, aligning internal resources towards achieving that outcome. This technique proved incredibly effective, as numerous listeners reported back with success stories of selling their homes swiftly after applying these visualization strategies, underscoring how directed positive thought and detailed visualization can powerfully influence the subconscious to translate dreams into reality. Part 3. Transform your dreams into reality with visualization and enthusiasm. You've seen how visualizing the sale of a house can turn into actual sales, but that's just scratching the surface of what visualization can achieve. This potent technique can extend even to attracting financial prosperity. All it takes is envisioning the outcome you desire and trusting your subconscious to bring it into existence. Consider the inspiring story of a young boy in Australia who harbored dreams of becoming a doctor, but lacked the financial means to pursue medical education. Undeterred, he spent nights visualizing a medical diploma adorned with his name. His persistent visualization not only kept his dream alive, but also magnetically pulled opportunities toward him. Recognizing the boy's potential and dedication, a doctor he knew offered him a job to sterilize medical instruments and administer injections, eventually even financing his medical education. Beyond career aspirations, managing emotions like envy also plays a crucial role in harnessing the power of your subconscious. When you see someone achieving great financial success, it might stir feelings of envy. However, if you consciously shift this emotion to a more positive one by sincerely wishing them more success, it signals to your subconscious that wealth is something to be celebrated and shared, aligning your own vibrations with those of abundance. Merging visualization with passion can yield even more astounding results. A vivid example of this synergy is seen in the journey of a passionate young pharmacist. From a tender age, he dreamt of owning his own pharmacy, often visualizing himself serving customers and managing a pharmacy. This dream, steeped in passion, guided his career choices and work ethics, leading him to a job at a major pharmacy chain. His dedication and passion mirrored the life he had envisioned, which ultimately paved the way for him to manage the store and eventually save enough to own his pharmacy. Thus, when visualization is fueled by genuine passion, it cultivates a fertile ground for dreams to not merely sprout but flourish, proving that your subconscious is a powerful ally in the quest to realize your deepest aspirations. Part 4. Tap into the wisdom of your subconscious for life-changing decisions and relationships. It's fascinating to think that a third of our lives is spent sleeping, a time when our bodies undergo restoration, healing, and numerous other processes. But what's even more intriguing is the activity of our subconscious during these restful hours. While our bodies recover, our subconscious minds are hard at work, safeguarding us and processing deeper insights. This untapped resource of the subconscious can be a guiding force in making crucial life decisions. Consider the experience of a Los Angeles woman, a listener of the author's Church of Divine Science radio show, who faced a significant career choice. Offered a job in New York with twice her salary, she was torn about the move. Deciding to trust her subconscious for guidance, she meditated before sleep, seeking clarity from the depth of her mind. Waking with a potent gut feeling against accepting the job, she declined the offer, only to find out months later that the company went bankrupt. Her decision, guided by her subconscious intuition, undoubtedly dodged a major career and financial crisis. But the influence of the subconscious doesn't stop at career decisions. It extends into personal relationships as well. Imagine manifesting the romantic partner of your dreams by focusing on the qualities you truly desire. The author shares the story of a teacher who, despite being attracted to strength and assertiveness, found herself repeatedly married to passive men. This pattern persisted until she realized that her dominant personality might be subconsciously attracting partners who were the exact opposite of what she consciously desired. Determined to change this, she shifted her approach by visualizing the qualities she sought in a partner every night. Not long after, while working as a receptionist at a doctor's office, she met a physician who embodied all the characteristics she had envisioned. Their connection was instantaneous, leading to marriage and a fulfilling life together. Through these examples, it's clear that whether you're facing life-altering decisions or seeking a romantic partner, guiding your subconscious through focused thoughts and visualization can unlock paths and relationships that align with your deepest desires. Part 5. Embrace happiness by transforming your thoughts. We've all felt the fleeting joy of unexpected finds, like discovering a hidden gem at a flea market or finding a $20 bill. Yet, if we aim to cultivate lasting happiness, it begins with a conscious shift in our thinking patterns. Choosing to be happy is more than a cliche, it's a practical approach to life. Take the story of a salesman who, despite his outstanding performance, felt unrecognized and undervalued in his job. Convinced that his boss disliked him, he harbored feelings of hostility and resentment, emotions that gradually started blocking his professional growth and personal happiness. However, he decided to change his mindset, pivoting towards positive thinking. He started to wish health and prosperity for his manager and visualized receiving praise and acknowledgement from him. To his astonishment, his change in attitude eventually led to him being promoted to sales manager and receiving a significant raise. This transformation underscores the profound impact of fostering positive thoughts and discarding negative ones. Another compelling illustration comes from one of the author's colleagues, who worked relentlessly, often staying at the office until the early hours. His overwork strained his relationships and health, driven by underlying guilt over perceived shortcomings towards his late brother. This remorse led him to subconsciously punish himself through excessive work, cutting him off from his family and well-being. Realizing the root cause of his behavior, he knew he needed to forgive himself to break this self-destructive cycle. By addressing his feelings of guilt and embracing self-forgiveness, he managed to restore balance in his life, normalize his work hours, and prioritize time with his loved ones. These stories reveal that our quality of life is significantly influenced by our mental narrative. By choosing to replace negative thoughts with positive ones, we not only enhance our well-being, but also open up new possibilities for joy and success in our lives. This proactive stance against negativity is essential for anyone seeking a peaceful, fulfilling life. Part 6. Conquer your fears with optimism and embrace a youthful spirit. Recall those childhood nights when the shadow of a coat rack seemed like a looming monster? Much like the fears we experience in adulthood, the terror felt by children is often rooted in imagination. Thankfully, just as a simple flick of a light switch can dispel those shadows, replacing fearful thoughts with positive ones can dissolve many of the fears that hold us back. Take Mr. Jones, for example, whose battle with alcohol addiction seemed insurmountable. For years, he was trapped in a cycle of binge drinking and remorse, each failed attempt to quit reinforcing his sense of powerlessness and fear of failure. It was only after the painful loss of his family that he committed to change his mental narrative. By visualizing a sober life and hearing his daughter's praise, he began to reshape his subconscious beliefs. This mental shift played a crucial role in overcoming his addiction and eventually led to a heartfelt reunion with his family. Besides personal demons like addiction, many also grapple with the fear of aging. However, aging is not merely a biological process, but a mental one as well. Stagnation in learning and passion can make us feel older than our years. Conversely, continuously engaging in new interests and challenges can keep us vibrant and youthful. Consider the example of an executive who, upon retiring at 65, refused to see retirement as the end of his growth. Instead, he embraced it as a chance to explore his long-postponed passion for photography. His new hobby took him around the world, and he eventually started teaching photography, turning his interest into a new career. His eagerness to learn and share his knowledge kept him spirited and engaged, defying the traditional expectations of aging. Similarly, the author's father embarked on learning French at 65 and later took up Gaelic, teaching it until his death at 99. His continual pursuit of knowledge and passion for languages maintained his cognitive sharpness and zest for life. Both stories illustrate a powerful lesson. By replacing fears and self-limiting beliefs with positive thoughts and actions, not only can we overcome substantial obstacles, but we can also maintain our vitality and enthusiasm well into later years. This approach doesn't just help us navigate life's challenges, it allows us to thrive regardless of age. Final summary. The essence of this book lies in understanding and utilizing the incredible capabilities of your subconscious mind. It tirelessly operates behind the scenes, shaping your experiences and reactions. By learning to influence your subconscious purposefully, you can address and transform various aspects of your life, enhancing not only your emotional well-being, but also manifesting physical health and success. At its core, the process involves enveloping your mind in positive visuals and expunging any traces of negativity. By doing so, you empower your subconscious to manifest these positive imaginations into reality, thereby opening doors to endless possibilities and a more fulfilled existence. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.